going, oh, pick up the phone before it blows up. Pick up the phone. Oh, Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Pick up the phone.
You fought all the way, Johnny Red, Johnny Red. You fought all the way, Johnny Red.
Bring it on. If you're tired of being spoon-fed politically correct pablum every time you turn the radio on, join Cope Reynolds for The Shooting Bench for the most politically incorrect firearms information program on talk radio.
I heard your teeth chatter from the cold outside. Saw the bullets soaking up the wounds in your side. I saw the young boys as they began to fall. You had tears in your eyes, cause you couldn't help it all. But you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb.
The Shooting Bench, 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern, on the Survival Circle.
Lord, he called a great victory ball, but he asked the band to play the song Dixie for you, Johnny Reb, and all that you believe, cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb.
She's back! Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. Alright, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
I love
me. I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
Do is pop your
wad.
We're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You'll go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Holy poofy fittipelli.
Can do it.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Ruthie Fittipaldi.
That's right.
It's Friday.
That's right.
Led to their downfall. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist. This musical aggregation toured the entire nation, singing traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They performed with great virtuosity, and soon they were the rage. But political animosity prevailed upon the stage. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear burned his driver's license. The curtain had ascended, a hush fell on the crowd, as thousands there were gathered to hear the folk songs of our land. But they took their politics seriously, and that night at the concert hall, as the audience watched deliriously, they had a free-for-all. Well, the one on the right was on the bottom, and the one in the middle was on the top, and the one on the left got a broken arm, and the guy on his rear said, oh dear. Now this should be a lesson. If you plan to start a folk group, don't go mixing politics with the folk songs of our land. Just work on harmony and diction, play your banjo well, and if you have political conviction, keep them to yourself. Now the one on the left works in a bank, and the one in the middle drives a truck. The one on the right's an all-night DJ, and the guy in the rear got drafted.
Right, there's a little more Johnny Cash for you here. Roger, what do you mean, no cope? Who do you think's playing all this music here? Yeah, it's Liberty Lounge. Welcome. It's the 13th of March. And Yakima Glock, yeah, I think Glock's probably EMP-proof. But, you know, I had never thought about that till just right now when you said that. That was, you know, they talk about those smart guns. I mean, those dumb guns that you have to have the little ring, the electronic deal, and the grips and everything to make them work. And so, Sally, if we did have an EMP, or if they were subjected to that, they wouldn't work either. How interesting. Lawsuit City here. Well, it's a good thing you didn't go out for the basketball team, isn't it? You probably did go out for the basketball team and just wasn't playing. Okay. Well, all right. Let's see. Let's just keep right on moving here, and we'll kind of pop in here from time to time and share some stuff with you. We kind of have to go slow. Our computer's a little on the lame side tonight, so we'll do the best we can with what we got here. Okay, now it says, I don't know what is going on with it. I talked to a guy today up in Utah who said that there's some things going on. And a lot of them are coming off of Facebook, where people are looking at ads and videos and stuff like that, and their computers are being infected in a bad way. So I don't know if that's what's happening here or not, but it is causing some problems.
Each time you touch me.
I don't know if y'all are having any problems or not, but I got
the
plenty of
them. Look in your eye pulls me apart. Don't open the door to heaven if I can't come in. Don't touch me if you don't love me, sweetheart. Your kiss is like a drink when I'm thirsty. Though we've never kissed. Oh, don't touch me if you don't love me, sweetheart.
Okay, so what's going on with that?
Give me something. Wow. That you might take away.
This might be a long
to
night.
Have you, then lose you. Wouldn't be smart on my part. If you don't love me, sweetheart. No, don't touch me if you don't love me, sweetheart. Wow,
kind of a hard one to get through there. But Rights at Risk said, and Facebook messed up her computer. I hope the sound doesn't get too bad here. If it does and it gets too annoying for you, just let me know. I'll be glad to shut it down, and we'll just carry on Monday, and I'll see if I can get this thing cleaned up. But if we can continue to get it out there just fairly well, I guess we'll live with it. So let's try another one, see what happens. I love Alan Jackson. Alan Jackson is one of the few, very few newer artists that I really, really like. And there's not a lot of them. But Alan Jackson. Alan Jackson had two or three of them that I couldn't stand. I thought were way stupid. This ain't one of them. Come on. Smooth it out. There you go.
Cowboys don't cry, and heroes don't die. Good always wins again and again.
I've got to run over across the parking lot here and see if anyone will dance with me.
It always comes true. Oh, if life were like the movies, I'd never be blue. But here in the real world, it's not that easy at all. 'Cause when hearts get broken, it's real tears that fall. And darling, it's sad but true. But the one thing I've learned from you is how the boy don't always get the girl here in the real world. That wasn't enough to hold your heart when times got rough. And tonight on that silver screen, it'll end like it should. Two lovers like I hope we would. But here in the real world, it's not that easy at all. 'Cause when hearts get broken, it's real tears that fall. But the one thing I've learned from you is how the boy don't always get the girl here in the real world. Now the boy don't always get the girl here in the real world.
Yeah, Alan Jackson had some good ones. He had a bunch of good ones.
Whoopee-tie, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
All right, well, thank you for that, Gene. Unexpectedly, but appreciate it anyway. We're going to mix it up a little bit tonight. We're not doing all old, all new, mostly classic. We're not going to get too new because I just can't do some of this new stuff. It just doesn't remind me much of country. But I'm going to get into the 90s a little bit, bounce back and forth out of the 60s and 70s and pop up into the 90s. That's about as far as we're going to go. There's just not too many of them after that. There's a few, precious, very few, but there are a few. We'll look around, see what we can find. Boy, there is coyotes all over here tonight.
Boy, Nolan's hot, isn't he?
Come on. It's going to be a struggle tonight, I can tell you. It's not looking good.
Much better.
Another muggy night on the bayou with boats in the 80s. Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Man, oh,
well,
man.
Well, like they say, you can't do nothing about the weather.
That's
so
fact.
Let's get back to more music.
Well, it sure feels good to come in here and just pull up a seat. A frosty mug of a cool one helps to beat the heat. These old dog days of summer, Lord, I'll be glad when they're gone. Too hot to fish, too hot for golf, and too cold at home. That baseball game on TV takes me back to when I was a kid. We proudly wore those uniforms just like the Dodgers. Yeah, we won a few and lost a few, and for me.
I don't know if you're hearing it on your end or not, but it stopped on mine. These updates are just about through installing. I'm not sure if you can even hear me or not. We may have a couple of minutes here to get our feet under us and see what happens. Come on now, play nice. Jeez, get over it already. That was a good song, too.
Still goes on. It's too hot to fish.
You know, I see this as being a bit of a problem through the night here. But I like that Mark Chestnut song. And if this thing will come back, I'm going to listen to it again. Then I got to go edit the podcast so it doesn't sound stupid to everybody else. We'll just have to beat our way through it here tonight. It's coming around. Getting closer. You guys stand by there. Go get you a cold Diet Dr. Pepper while you're waiting here, and we'll get this going here in just a second. I hate to miss this whole song. All right, let's see what happens here.
All right,
close enough.
Helps to be the heat. These old dog days of summer, Lord, I'll be glad when they're gone. It's too hot to fish, too hot for golf, and too cold at home. That baseball game on TV takes me back to when I was a kid. We proudly wore those uniforms just like the Dodgers did.
Yeah, we won a few and lost a few. And for me, it still goes on. It's too hot to fish, and too hot for golf, and too cold at home.
Well, yeah, don't worry.
Well, I only planned on one or two. I might stay for three. If that good-looking thing in the corner keeps smiling back at me, it's so easy not to care about what's right. Too hot to fish, and too hot for golf, and too cold at home.
Well, that's too warm for this kid. I tell you what, we're gonna take just a little bit of a rest here, and I think what we'll do, we don't normally do breaks during Liberty Lounge, but I think we're gonna do a little break tonight because I think Winamp will get us through this all right, and I'm gonna try to see if I can do something to speed this thing up just a little bit. It's kind of a mess for some reason, so bear with me. And we'll be back. I do have a couple of gun-related things that we're going to talk about here in a little bit, just for the heck of it, just because, because I want to. So, stand by. I'll be back in a minute.
Criminals prefer an unarmed public. Our nation's worst crime statistics and most horrific recent events have taken place in areas that are known to be no-carry zones for law-abiding citizens. There's a reason schools make such good targets for gun violence. Only the criminal will be armed.
I had to chuckle because then I noticed he had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that.
It's about the weapons, the guns. Where did the killer get them?
They're shocked at how easy it is to purchase a gun.
It is simply too easy to obtain a firearm.
While the gun is considered an instrument of war by many, to me, it is clearly an instrument of peace and of liberty. The gun promotes peace in the hands of peaceful people. The gun has no mind of its own, it has no morals, and it has no conscience. In the same moment that the gun takes a life, it can be saving one and not be able to distinguish the difference. The gun and its use, for good or for evil, is solely at the discretion of its bearer.
It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could.
gun levels the playing field when confronted by larger men, armed men, multiple attackers, and tyrannical governments. The right of self-preservation, the right to possess that gun, was afforded me by my Maker and is non-negotiable. It is not up for consideration or discussion by any man or group of men on this earth. The right to bear arms is what protects my other rights, and considering the source of that right, it cannot and will not be taken away or disguised as some watered-down compromise. There are a few rights that man is born with, and it has been that way since the dawn of time. The Constitution of the United States enumerates those rights for us, and the protection that it affords us is comforting. However, the Constitution has been ignored, gagged, whisked away to an office full of men that have taken pleasure in violating her, leaving her torn and bleeding, unable to help herself. People that were appointed stewards over her have been neglectful. They have been lured into complacency and have inadvertently turned a blind eye towards this criminal act. We, the people, have been distracted. We were promised safety and protection by the very men that have perpetrated this vile deed. Without the support and protection of free men, dedicated patriotic Americans, the Constitution is truly nothing more than a piece of paper.
Remember real clear years ago in the swamps of South Georgia, cane pole and crossman in my hands, all I needed to be growed up. Homemade ice cream and barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane Ram on Saturday. Supper time, I answer to what I've done. Hoops today, Dave, I forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
We have a message for those that would take our guns away, whomever they may be, from whatever country or whatever unconstitutional faction they may belong to. Please understand that we have had everything taken from us that we are willing to surrender. Some of us have been shooting since before many of you were born. Many of us were trained by the same people that trained you, and some of us, through years of experience, know tricks that they haven't taught you yet. Think of your families and your future with them as we have done. We have decided that our future and that of our children cannot and will not be without freedom. We are willing to die to defend those God-given rights if need be. The question that each of you must ask yourselves, are you willing to die to take them away?
From Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts, who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself. I find that preposterous. I find it unacceptable, and I will not accept it. I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Colt Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the shooting bench.
They say heaven's after him, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills
All right, it looks like all the updates are loaded. It still needs to restart. I'm going to try to avoid doing that until the show is over, and we'll see what happens. But maybe this is going to be a little better, and we'll do the best we can with it. There was LB saying, you up in the Washington area? Seems like I heard you say that once before, now that I mentioned it. See, you're planning on being back up there in the middle of gun rights. In the middle of gun rights, when? If you're going to be up there in June, then you need to be at the Arms Expo, and we'll see if we can hook up for a Coke or something for a little bit. But anyway. All right. 10 common concealed carry mistakes. Got this off a website here. We'll go through some of these and talk about them just a little bit, just because it's kind of a popular topic for everybody. Even the girls will ought to get a little bit of good out of this. We'll spend a little bit of time on this, then we'll get back to the music here in a minute. According to this website, the number one mistake while carrying concealed is having the minimum amount of training required. You know, what it means by minimum amount is most people get just enough to be able to get their permit, and that's it. There has never been anything that you've done in your life or ever will do where continuing education is more important than carrying a lethal weapon on you every day. It's not a matter of whether you can stand flat-footed on a wide-open space out there and shoot at a paper target and do real well at it from 7 yards away. There's so much more. How you carry it, where to carry it, why you shoot, shooting from different positions, there's reloads, malfunctions, and all the lecture material that goes along with it. Just so many more things. Taking the minimum, regardless of how you feel that you're qualified, I still think that taking a class or two is a good thing to do. Number two on the list here is printing/exposing. That means if somebody walked by and they see it, an outline of a gun printed on your shirt, well, they can see it. Okay, if you're going to carry it concealed, then now in New Mexico and several other states and here in Arizona, if somebody can see it, there is no legal problem. In some places, you get in a whole lot of trouble for that. It's the same as open carrying. So, because they don't want a big poop storm when somebody sees it. So, but if you really want to carry it concealed, then why don't you? If you're printing that bad, then you're not concealed. So you don't wear a good skin-tight T-shirt pulled over a Desert Eagle or a big old 1911 or something. You need to wear it a couple of sizes too big. If you normally wear a large, then wear at least an extra large, if not a 2X. You want to make sure that it's loose enough that you can move it properly and get it away from the gun, and also loose enough that it doesn't show the gun when you're walking, when you reach across your body or something and the shirt tightens up a little bit, then you shouldn't be able to see it clearly. Next thing on the chopping block is using a cheap holster. Man, I harp on that so much. If you're going to spend, $50 or $100 or more on the concealed carry permit, and $100 or $200 on the training that goes along with it, and $500 for a gun, and all this other stuff, and then you put it in a $2.99 Walmart holster. No, that's not the way to do it. Your holster, for a number of reasons, need to fit your gun properly, and it needs to be comfortable. It needs to be able to be reholstered without using two hands, so that, meaning the top doesn't collapse when the gun comes out. It needs to be concealable. It needs to fit you, fit your body good and snugly. But not just the gun, but it needs to fit you well, and not just be out there flopping in the breeze. And to go along with that, number four here, wear the proper clothing. Wear something that helps you to. This kind of talked about that a while ago, and that's printing. But it also has to be comfortable. You also has to be, the gun has to be accessible. You wear it too tight of clothes, you wear it some of these fancy tuckable holsters or something, and then you wind up not being able to get to the gun for, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 seconds, then that's way too long. Number five, always constantly checking the gun, always reaching down there and seeing, you know, if it's still there. Yeah, it's still there. I'm sure you'd have noticed it if it would have fell out on the sidewalk, but people, especially when they first start carrying, all the time reaching back there to check and see if it's, adjusted a little bit and kind of see if it's still there. Because when you first start carrying, if you're not used to it, you're a little self-conscious about it. And all the time checking, and that's just kind of letting a lot of people know that that you are, in fact, carrying a gun. So lots of things. That's half of them. We'll play a song or two. We'll come back and do the other half here shortly. So let's see if our music's any better now. Stand by just a minute, and we'll let John Anderson check it out for us. Go for it, John.
Calling to you like a long lost friend that I know.
All right, little John Anderson. I'm pretty fond of John Anderson. He had some good songs. He had a couple of stupid ones too, but that was, he's got some good ones. You know, there's good discussion. I mean, not a whole lot of discussion, three or four posts here, about shoulder holsters. I detest shoulder holsters. Doc is right. They're slow and they're not very concealable. But also, Roger wears one because he's having shoulder problems. So the deal is, you wear something that's potentially dangerous and slow, and you learn to deal with it, and you learn to use it safely and properly, and do the best you can. Because the alternative is maybe you can't carry one at all because of physical challenges sometimes. So it's they're incredibly slow and clumsy. But if that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do. That's certainly something, you know, all the liabilities of the shoulder holster just has to be overcome, because that's what you can do. So, of course, I would think that if you can do a shoulder holster, you could do a cross draw, and cross draw is a little bit safer, maybe a little bit faster, certainly more comfortable. So that's, I guess it's all a personal choice, sir. You got a contact stuck here. Okay, let's see here. Let me look down through the chat room, see what all else is going on. I'm just mostly into playing music tonight. And I tell you what, let's go back here. Let's get another one of our 10 most common concealed carry mistakes. Now, number 6, I don't agree with at all. A lot of people will say this. A lot of instructors will tell you this. I won't. They say the mistake is not practicing with your same self-defense ammo. Okay, by and large, that's a dumb statement. Because most of your self-defense ammo, given... Now, there are some extreme exceptions here. But for the most part, you're talking about shooting from, you know, 2 feet to 10 yards. So the striking point, the point of aim versus point of impact, is largely going to be totally irrelevant. Now, at farther distances, it might make a little difference, but farther distances, like, you know, past 25 yards. So now you need to draw a line there. It needs to be a limit somewhere, though, because you don't want to take your hollow base inverted wad cutters loaded with 3 grains of bullseye in 38 special cases and do all your practicing with that, and then carry full house 158 grain 357 magnums. That's the extreme, and that you should not do. But whether you shoot 165 grain full metal jackets in your 40 Smith and Wesson for practice and carry 155 grain hollow points, nobody's ever going to know the difference. That is absolutely the only thing I will say is that you should shoot 5, 10, 20 rounds through it initially, and make sure that you're pointing. Now, this is not taking into account reliability, okay? I believe that you should fire 200 rounds of any given ammo if you're going to carry it before you trust it as far as being reliable in your gun. But aside from reliability, that's not what he's talking about here. So, you know, fire a few rounds, get your point of aim, point of impact, see what it feels like, and that's all you need to shoot. You know, you might want to do that a couple of times a year, but you don't need to do that all the time. You don't need to practice with your self-defense ammo. The feds do, some of them. That's not true with all of them, because I've been out with some of them, and they don't. That's not the case all the time. But don't let anybody talk you into always practicing with your self-defense ammo. It's just not necessary. Pound Sand, you're right. Miami Vice, you know, the holster that Don Johnson carried in Miami Vice is currently made by Galco. It's called a Jackass something another shoulder rig. Very expensive. They're something like, it seems to me like they're $200 or so. And they're still not comfortable for 16 hours a day wear to me. They just don't make a holster for a full-size gun to wear and be active the 16 or 18 hours a day that I'm awake, you know, 7 days a week. So that's another thing about shoulder holsters for me. They just don't work. I wear them once in a while when I'm hunting. If I happen to be carrying a long gun and a handgun, then I have frequently carried a 7.5-inch Super Blackhawk in a shoulder holster when I'm riding a horse and everything. So, you know, that's a little different than what we're talking about, though. For self-defense and everyday carry, it's a little bit different than riding a horse and carrying a handgun along with your long gun. Let's see. Long slide says open checkbook with the Fed. I'm not sure. There's a little delay here, so I don't remember what it is that I said that would bring that statement. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll see if I can ponder on it a little bit. See. And Doc's exactly right. That's what I was saying. Having a shoulder holster is infinitely better than having to run out and dig it out from under the seat of the pickup. Yeah, Roger, I know the Jackass rigs have wide straps, but the wide straps to me make them uncomfortable unless it's pretty cool weather. If it's, I'm so hot blooded anyway, if it's remotely warm, if it's even for normal people, even a little cool, those wider straps, start sweating on me, in a hurry. I don't care for them too much. It's not the weight or the cutting into my shoulders that bothers me. I just don't like the damn straps, period. Okay, let's move along here. Oh, we've had another attack. I think we're doing a little better, though. Our music's playing a little bit smoother, so we might manage to make it through the night yet. Maybe I'll have to play Help Me Make It Through the Night here in a minute and see if that helps. All right, Tracy, let's do it.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings for Elijah and dear John. And time marches on. Time marches on. Using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on. Time marches on. North moves south. A star is born. A star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes. Everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet. Cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on. Time marches on.
marches on. Time marches on. Time marches on.
Yeah, now I see what you're talking about. The feds write their own checks, have an open checkbook. Yeah, I got you now. That was about the Yakima Glock said about the self-defense ammo. I got you. I'm caught up now. I'm doing all right.
Just climbed out of a cottonwood. almost home. Then he said, I was just coming round the barn, about the time you grabbed my arm, when I heard Mama holler, son, hurry up. I was close enough for my old nose to smell fresh cobbler on the stove, and I saw Daddy loading up the truck. Cane poles on the tailgate, fibers blowing in the wind. Since July of 55, that's as close as I've been. Yeah, I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. Just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees, drip drying in the summer breeze, after jumping in the Calico Creek.
Craig Morgan had some dandy ones out there. He didn't do a whole lot of them, but had some good ones.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make the big star out of me. We'll make the film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't ever tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see. Biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely, and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star,
cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, but then I know that you will claim to see the biggest fools ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally.
You know, I don't mind Buck Owens singing. He had quite a few good songs. He had some I didn't care for too much, but he had a lot of them that I liked. I just could not stand to watch him perform. He was a singer, but he was not a performer. Not to me, anyway.
I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Her heart was filled with laughter when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth is Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kind of the streets of Baltimore. Then I got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine. I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Yet every night when I came home with every muscle sore, she would drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be, but I soon learned she loved those bright lights much more than she loved me. Now I'm a-going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. Yes, my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Cherokee people!
Trouble. We can add my pony double, make your little heart bubble, Lord, like a
glass of wine. Well, I remember the medicine man. He caught running water in my hands, drugged me around by my headband. He said I wasn't a kind, cause I'm an Indian outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind.
Just look at him with that big old grin. Yeah, I'll see you next week at the Love Inn.
Big
Sweet John.
hurting me. Wanting you, I know I'm throwing good love after bad, but I'll admit the worst of you is still the best I've had. I'm this way, you're that way, it may be meant to be. You always come back to hurting me. You always come back.
In hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought them light. The deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I ask him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be right again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes. From a bag there by his side, picked up a brush and said to me, son, just where in this picture would you like to be? I said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into Birmingham, make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she go. Another man done gone. She lives in a swamp. She ever seen y'all messing around there? She go. Another man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, now give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Now give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you. And it'll be another man done gone. And so Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand. Made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing, and she went, another man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow, and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be tonight, sadly pretending I'm happy, and God above only knows why. Dance with me once again, darling, though you'll no longer be mine. Soften the pain that is darling. Telling you things that weren't true. Don't worry about being too near when I have this last dance with you. Dance with me once again, darling, though you'll no longer be mine. Soften the pains that are starting. Darling,
be mine. Dodging the pain that is starting. Dance with me just one more time. Dance with me just one more time. My Maria, don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. The sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky.
Hey baby, get my soul. talk it to me, Uncle Donald.
Not so long ago, I walked into this bar. It's the busiest spot in this here town by far. You have to wait your turn for the little room in back, you know. And I've been sitting here since 15 beers ago. 15 beers ago, and I still feel the same. Why do I have to suffer this pain? It hurts just as much inside as if it's been a week or so. It takes a mighty patient man to wait in line and wring his hands when he hasn't been since 15 beers ago. Then a lovely girl said, would you dance with me? I said, yes, I would. Then she gave me a squeeze. Oh, as we danced around the floor, I said, oh, Lord, don't let it show. Cause Ben ain't been since 15 beers ago. More so, why did I have to suffer this pain? It hurts just as much inside as if it's been a week or so. It takes a mighty patient man to wait his turn and wring his hands on when he hasn't been since 15 beers ago.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full nameplate mansion.
So I don't know if it's still playing on you guys then, but it's quiet here. I don't know what happened. I was just messing with some pictures here, minding my own business. Pretty much had my hands folded quietly in my lap. And now it's back.
And he said, someday I hope you get chance to live like you were dying. He said I was finally the husband, and most of the time I wasn't. And I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Manchi. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I did deny it. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like die, yeah. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing.
That's not going to work for me. Somebody has screwed that up vigorously. So let's try this one more time. We might get a little noise out of this. That was pathetic. Okay. Now we're talking. Uh-huh. Come on, Amy.
the fall of the year when the fields got white, we'd start picking cotton about daylight. On Saturday, Pa'd take it all to town. In along about dark and everything was still, we could tell it was Pa coming down the hill, cause he'd rear back and he'd sound off something like this. To meet him with a lantern light, cause the roads got crooked on Saturday night, and he'd come on down the hill and stop in the yard. He'd sit up there on that wagon seat and he'd say, "Boys, I'm hard to beat, 200 pounds of steel and twice as hard. Cause I'm wild and woolly and full of fleas, and I've never been curried for old knees." And he'd rear back and beller out a course or two. That's my ball. Set him rough and ready and about half wild. I can whip anybody in a half a mile. Of course, there wasn't anybody else there except me and little Skeet. Did him just as tough as a hickory fryer, and I can dive deeper and come up drier. And he did it, too, right off that wagon seat. So it shook him up when he hit the ground. Paul got up and looked around and then ran back and let us have it again.
All right, folks, I've had about all the fun I can stand. I tell you what, you hear radio shows all over every conceivable genre, different types of talk, music, whatever. You hear them say it's the fastest 2 hours in radio. They've never attended Liberty Lounge. This is a fast 2 hours. It goes by like crazy, at least for me. I just sat here and getting into it, and I looked down and I said, "Good grief, it's already been 2 hours. And I still got to go watch a movie with my youngest, and hopefully Amy's going to join us." I don't know, it's a little late for her, but she gets up and does stuff early. And so we'll see what happens. Anyway, hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you Monday. We'll see you with Amy's show first, and I'll be dragging up afterwards there. And let's see. We had our deal with David Kodria. And, oh, tomorrow is our, I'll let you know how this goes, but tomorrow is our community. We've come up with a name for this little deal where we are the Vernon Emergency Response Training Group. Yeah, that's a mouthful, isn't it? But we figured people would want a, you know, something to be a part of, so we come up with a name to try to do everything that, you know, cover everything that we're going to do. So we're trying to get the community organized for a worst-case scenario, and I'm hoping we get a good turnout tomorrow. We'll see how it works. If it doesn't turn out the way we think, then we've still got about 15 of us around here that's going to continue on just like nothing ever happened. So hopefully we'll get more people involved. If not, well, so be it. Anyway, glad y'all could make it, and we'll see you guys Monday. Be careful over the weekend. Be careful over the weekend. Thank you.
It seems that you've changed in these past few days. Oh, when I try.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over, but the crying. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong. And the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you were lying. It sounded so true when you said it's all over but the crying. It's all